Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Monday, October 25th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hey, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Me too. It's beautiful down here. March and I took a little drive just happening. The leaves are at their peak, and I'm going to tell you what, it's just been beautiful. I love the fall. This the most colorful season of the year. I'm not too keen on winter, but I love the fall.
Yes, yes. We're still green here in the Eastern Shore, and we haven't turned yet, so.
And that's odd. You're quite a bit further north than I am. You think it would hit up there quicker, wouldn't you?
Well, we've had some pretty warm temperatures. It just hasn't gotten cold enough to shift the colors. So, and
well,
it's been dry enough to bring out the really beautiful. It's been dry enough. That's all right. It's been dry enough to bring out the really pretty colors. So the drier it is, the more beautiful they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is pretty.
It's been a beautiful fall so far. I'm very content. But anyway, you go right ahead. I just want to share that. It's been. I like where I live here in the hills. A good atmosphere for me. Now, I know where you live is a nice area, and you like it up on the coast.
Well, my family here.
Well, that helps.
That helps.
You got your puppy dog there, too, right? Your puppy dog,
yeah,
too. That helps.
I've got my little puppy dog. Yeah.
Okay, I'll be quiet and let you get into the reports now.
Well, we did have a great day in gold today. We had gold up 1807.70. At one time, we were 1811, so held its ground pretty good today. Currently, the New York spot price aftermarket, 1470 to the upside. Silver, same kind of day, 24.64, so we're almost at $25, up 23 cents on the day. Same kind of performance with gold, though, just shy of a dollar, 1%, I should say. Platinum was up $20 at $106.7. Palladium was up $36 at $21.40. The USDX today, that was up 0.25 at 93.83. Crude oil was down 28 cents at 83.48. Paper markets today, let's see what they did. Close at records. The Dow was up 64 points at 35,741. The S&P was up 21 at 4,566. The NASDAQ was up 136 at 15,226. As of course, Wall Street is all waiting for the big tech earnings to come out. And heck, Tesla jumps 12%. And they are actually topping $1 trillion. So go figure. I mean, numbers don't seem to matter anymore, do they? I mean, reality to what these numbers really are. There's no company in this world that should be valued at $1 trillion. I mean, come on. But it's a big part of inflation. European markets, Nikkei was negative, not by much. France's, the CAC was down. Bonds, 10-year yield, 1.63% down today. And that's pretty much it. It's just the same old, I shouldn't say the same old thing, but it's the same inflation. Other currencies are beginning to drop. Yellen came out today and expects high inflation through mid-2022. We talked about this the other day, before easing. That's a year. And they're not going to be able to do it in a year. Pardon?
I said, yeah, it is a year.
Yeah.
So
they're not going to be able to do anything. So they're keeping all the, news quiet. Well, they don't want to upset the markets.
Inflation has been a thing we lived with in this country for well over 70 years now, at least that long, and maybe longer than that. But it's been high inflation since the 70s, and it hasn't went away. It's not going to go away. I mean, they keep saying 4 or 5%. Some of them said 2% one time, and no. Inflation is not. It has went up. If you can do the exact figures, the number would be astounding. How much inflation went up in the last 50 years? We wouldn't. It'd be hard to comprehend. You and I remember some prices some years ago, but the younger generation doesn't understand how inflation mm-hmm. has changed our economic status in the last 50 years. Yeah, we all got pay raises. We all got more dollars coming in, but the dollars keep buying less and less and less, and that's what inflation is.
Exactly. And you know what? We talk about inflation, the Silver Eagles. I just want to bring this to everyone's attention. Premiums jumped on those again today. Quite a bit. Quite a bit. So that means they're getting tight in their product. So if you're looking to buy Silver Eagles, you better pick up that telephone and give us a call. And, I mean, we're heading into $10 over spot for everyone to ask Silver Eagle. So.
And what is a normal markup on that?
Well, it just depends on what the mint and two wholesalers decide to, you know. I mean, it used to be 75 cents. It used to be a quarter.
A quarter.
You know? Yeah, it used to be really, really low, you know. And then now it would be, that was wholesale. That was wholesale. But, yeah, we're looking at about 10 bucks now for Silver Eagles over spot. So, you know, almost $36.
Gosh.
So, and that just jumped overnight. That just jumped. So we got to the new prices this morning. So that's, and I expect to continue to see more of these increases until January at least. And then depending on what's going on in the economy at that point in time, could bump, you know, it doesn't seem like they'll be going away. So, Gold Eagles are pretty much the same. Foreign gold is rising a little bit, and there's also delays. Silver Eagles are about 2 weeks out.
That's a tremendous, tremendous difference. So that is phenomenal. I think it's about the highest I can remember being. That much, I don't remember being that high before.
Oh, last year they were high. Last year they were higher.
I know, but I'm talking about this in the last, since I've been buying gold and silver, back in the 90s and forward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the premiums have never been this high. No.
No.
Premiums have never been
this high. Yes. So buy now, folks. I don't think it'll come down. I really don't.
And foreign gold, they increased a little bit. Most of those are all on delay because it's only, you know, people don't want to pay $10 over spot for Silver Eagles, but they want the silver. So they go into some foreign gold. At least you get government-minted coin, government product. If you're just looking for rounds, 1 ounce silver rounds, we have the Buffaloes. They're still a deal. And you can get those for under 5 over. So compared to everything else, they're a deal. So anyway, give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
Yeah,
what do you have for us today?
Don't put it off. Don't put it off. I'm serious. It's not going to get any cheaper. I mean, it may fluctuate some, but it's not going to get any cheaper. I mean, gold is back up. The record was 2,000. Well, we're getting very close to it again, and I wonder, Melody, where it may top off this time. You know, we'll go 2,200 and drop maybe back down a little bit, and then readjust back up again. I mean, every time it goes up like this, eventually it tops its old record, and it'll level off a little bit and maybe fluctuate some, but it keeps going up and up, doesn't it?
But I mean, that's what markets do, and especially markets that have the fundamentals underneath it. And certainly they manipulated, they've kept the prices low and so forth, but you really have to look at everything as a whole. You know, you just can't look at one or two markets and, you know, think that, you know, gold should be rising. And they do manipulate it. You know, they manipulate it with the futures contract. I mean, but everybody knows this. And it is what it is. But the fundamentals, that's why you buy these products. That's why you should be buying, you know, just to buy a company, even a paper contract, a corporation. You shouldn't buy and hold. Not in today's world. But gold is the only thing that you should buy and hold because the fundamentals are there. And it's hard to find the true fundamentals on anything else. Even your cryptos. You know, somebody squeaks out a little word or two about governments are going to cryptocurrencies and, you know, that they move up. It's like, do you realize what has to happen before they actually introduce a cryptocurrency? That means your current currency has to go pretty much be defaulted on your debt. And just because some of these other crypto, do you really think these other cryptocurrencies are going to be the government's choice of cryptocurrencies? No. So, I mean, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, Butch.
No,
but anyway.
No, it doesn't.
But that's what happens.
Well, and to be quite honest, not much makes a whole lot of sense anymore, Melody. It just seems like everything's a little topsy-turvy lately, in finances especially. It truly is. But, you know, this first article I want to share has not done anything in finances, but it's a shocker to me. Because Illinois is not considered a bastion of conservatism, is it? When this Supreme Court ruling came out of Illinois, that's kind of a surprise. Illinois Supreme Court rules tax on guns and ammo unconstitutional. Now, this Illinois, this is amazing. The Illinois Supreme Court ruled on October 21st that two taxes on guns and ammunition in Cook County violate the state's constitution because they affect law-abiding citizens' Second Amendment right to acquire firearms and for self-defense. Supreme Court Justice Mary Jane Theis wrote in a 6-0 decision. Now this, again, I'm shocked, that the taxes violate the Constitution of Uniformity Clause, while also pointing out that the revenue that from the generated taxes isn't directed towards funds or programs that reduce gun violence. While the taxes do not directly burden a law-abiding citizen's right to use a firearm for self-defense, they do directly burden a law-abiding citizen's right to acquire a firearm and unnecessary ammunition for self-defense. So Illinois Supreme Court made a good ruling. That's amazing. I mean, Chicago and through that area certainly are not places for, say, conservatives to be a dominant force. But the Illinois Supreme Court did rule 6-0 in favor of guns. No tax on these guns, unjust tax on guns and ammo. Any comments on that?
No. Good job.
I was amazed. But anyway, it's good news. Now, and the folks, I got some articles shared here. Some of them are a little bit lengthy. I'm going to try to slow down and do it right because I want you to hear these. And maybe these guys are wrong. I don't think so. Where there's this much smoke, there's got to be some fire. And too many people are saying these things now that will say are knowledgeable people. And I think it's coming to pass. We're not going to say it's going to. It already is. Prepare for propane sticker shock. Exports have drained domestic supply ahead of heating season. Prices have surged. Propane prices haven't been so high heading into winter in a decade, which is bad news for the millions of rural Americans who rely on the fuel to stay warm. At $1.41 a gallon at the Mont Bellevue trading hub in Texas, on the spot prices are about triple those of the past two Octobers. Now, folks, here in our area, $2.49 a gallon. That's when I fill the tanks up. And I do cook with propane. The two main U.S. propane future contracts, one hit a high earlier this month, and the other doesn't have far to climb to eclipse the record he set during the blizzard of 2014. The average residential price tracked by the U.S. Energy Information Administration has jumped 50% from a year ago to $2.69 a gallon. 50% up already. And winter's not even here. All manner of heating fuels are heading into winter at their highest prices in years and could climb more if the weather is cold. But propane is expected to take the biggest bite of household budgets. Most U.S. households and businesses are heated with natural gas or electricity, highly regulated markets in which consumers are insulated from price swings in the commodities and usually given time to catch up on the payments before they go cold. Buying propane is more like filling a car. The fuel is paid for upon receipt and priced in the free market. Residential propane is delivered by truck, often by small firms, over big swaths of countryside. Domestic inventories have been so drained by exports that it isn't out of the question that some could be left for periods without a propane or without propane, no matter what they are able to pay. That's just no. I mean, price is going up, but what they can't deliver it? What they're out of it? We shrug it off and think it can't happen. My friends, it can happen. And it's going to happen, I do believe. Really, that's not good news for those who use propane. It isn't. And if they run out of stock, then where would they go?
Well, what I got do a question. If there's a shortage of truck drivers, why can't there be a shortage of truck drivers in the propane business?
And we'll get that in a little bit, too. We're going to talk about truck drivers in a little bit. That's very true. Very true. That's why everyone needs backup heat. A coal stove is better. I mean, a wood stove is better, much better than nothing. I've heated my home with wood and coal for 37 years. And I've been very tickled to do that. Glad to have it. I have backup. I have some propane heaters, whatever. But I have wood and coal, the main heat. And I can still use it. Although I do have a heat pump, made life a little easier whenever I couldn't cut wood like I used to. But I still have backup, folks. Have backup. Have backup. Have backup. If your heat goes out in the middle of winter, oh, my goodness. Oh, that's going to be terrible. And I know it's not a pleasant thing to think about, but it could happen. It's happened to other people before. I mean, those are things that we need. I mean, for a few hundred dollars, at least it used to be. I don't know what they cost now. To pick up a wood stove somewhere is not that big a deal. They're out there.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find some at good deals. Yes.
Yeah, that means they're out there. It's not like they're going anywhere. And now's the time to look around, folks, and get them while you can. Because if people start catching on this, believe me, they're going to become scarce and price is going to go up. That's all I can tell you. It's going to happen. Don't wait. Don't put it off. And this winter, I'm going to start this article before the break. This winter, we could potentially be facing simultaneous shortage of oil, natural gas, propane, and coal. This is by Michael Snyder. And this is a very well-written article warning of what could happen. I realize that the headline that I've just chosen for this article may sound a bit wild to many of you, but keep reading because what we are potentially facing is extremely serious. Right now, we are already in the midst of an epic global energy crisis. There have already been significant power outages all over the planet, and prices are spiking at a pace that is absolutely breathtaking. With each passing day, it seems like supplies of oil, natural gas, propane, and coal just keep getting tighter. And what is really odd is that it is happening so early in the year. Okay, I do hear a break.
Yes, you do hear the music, and we'll be right back right after these short messages. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Heading into the break, we were talking about heat. What happens when it goes out in the middle of winter? And all the problems, all the shortages and everything that, you know, countries around the world are facing.
But we have been spoiled here, Melody. We haven't had to face anything like that that I know of in a lifetime where you literally just couldn't get it or that's how you can afford it. I mean, I know people have had to struggle to pay the bill. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, it's been available. But this article says it may not be available no matter what kind of money you have in it. But anyway, summer just ended a few weeks ago, and the heart of winter in the northern hemisphere is still several months away. So if things are this bad already, what are things going to look like when we get into the January and February? This morning I was stunned when I pulled up the Drudge Report and saw that one gas station in California is now selling gasoline $7.59 a gallon. Gas keeps getting more and more expensive, especially in California, but perhaps nowhere is it pricier than the remote central coast community of Gorda. This is in the little town of California. $7.59 for regular, $8.50 for premium. The good news is that a gallon of gasoline is not nearly that high in most of the rest of the nation. But the bad news is that prices are rising aggressively from coast to coast. As of yesterday, Fox News was reporting that the price of gasoline has risen 22 straight days. And I have to say, that's true. I don't know what your regular is up where you are, but ours is $3.24.9 here for regular here in Nettie, where I live. But the bad news is that, what's up for your way, by the way? I'm curious.
What, the gasoline?
Yeah, but just regular gasoline, the regular blend.
You're looking about $3.65, $3.75.
For just regular?
Just regular.
Ours is $3.24.9, so yeah, okay. But the bad news is that prices are rising aggressively from coast to coast. I read that. The main reason why prices are skyrocketing is because supplies are starting to get really tight. In fact, it's being reported that the crude oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, now listen to this, could be effectively out of crude in just a few weeks. The crude oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, could be effectively out of crude in just a few weeks. Needless to say, we have never seen anything like this happen before. In such a scenario, how high could the price of oil potentially go? And if oil prices records are being shattered in the months ahead, what will ordinary Americans have to pay when they go to fill up their vehicles? I have a feeling that we are about to enter uncharted territory. Meanwhile, now folks, this is Michael Snyder. I don't agree with the thing he said, but he has some pretty good articles, and he's called some pretty good shots in the past. Meanwhile, one expert recently told Bloomberg that we could soon be facing propane market Armageddon. In the report by Bloomberg, Ang says prices for the first quarter of 2022 are already far above later supplies, saying it may indicate players are preparing for propane market Armageddon. He added that some areas could see outright shortages before winter ends. To add to the stress, Poynter says some weather forecasts are already calling for a colder than normal winter thanks to La Nina effects. Experts call for an 87% chance of the system bringing an early and harsh winter season. The use of the term outright shortages definitely alarms me because there are millions of Americans that use propane to heat their homes. The propane runs out in the middle of winter. What are these people supposed to do? Folks, again, please prepare yourself. Maybe it'll never happen. But the worst could happen is you buy a backup heating system and you don't need it this year. Doesn't hurt to have it. It's like putting a spare tire in a car. You put four new tires in a car and you got a spare tire in the back. Well, I won't need that. You don't know that. I put four new tires on Twisco and had a flat this past Saturday. So, yeah, it can happen. On the other side of the globe, a tightening of natural gas supplies has become an enormous problem. According to Global News, natural gas prices in Europe and Asia have more than tripled in 2021. Regional natural gas markets in the United States are seeing prices for this winter surge along with global record highs, suggesting that the energy bills causing headaches in Europe and Asia will hit the world's top gas producers before long. Gas prices in Europe and Asia have more than tripled this year, causing manufacturers to curtail activity from Spain to Britain and sparking power crises in China. In addition to a lack of natural gas, a severe coal shortage has also contributed to the economic chaos that we are witnessing in China at the moment. Just recently, CNN reported that energy shortages had already spread to 20 different provinces. Power shortages have spread to 20 provinces in recent weeks, forcing the government to ration electricity during peak hours and some factories to suspend production. The folks, this is in China. These disruptions resulted in a sharp drop in industrial output last month and weighed on the outlook for China's economy. India is being hit really hard by the global coal shortage as well. In fact, we are being told that most of India's coal plants have critically low levels of coal inventory. Most of India's coal-fired power plants have critically low levels of coal inventory at a time when the economy is picking up and fueling electricity demand. Coal accounts for around 70% of India's electricity generation. So the truth is that my headline for this article is not over the top at all. The shortages aren't something that we have to wait for. They're already here, and they're going to get a lot worse. Of course, this new energy crisis is going to make our global supply chain's headaches even more frustrating. In our economic system, it takes energy to literally do just about anything, and as energy becomes more expensive, virtually every form of economic activity will become more expensive. Now, stop on that a second. Yes, as energy gets more expensive, everything has to go up as equally as much. I don't care if it's the delivery services or manufacturing services. When energy prices go up, your cost goes up on everything else. Melody, that's just a natural fact, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. I mean, especially if we're talking about oil too. I mean, the byproduct, it's in everything. It's in everything that we buy, just about.
This is a new normal, he said. And so you might as well get used to it. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. But he's right. I am shocked that things have deteriorated so rapidly, and this new global energy crisis is definitely setting the stage for so many things that I have been warning about. As global energy supplies get tighter and tighter, all of us will feel the pain. And the experts are telling us that things are not going to turn around anytime soon. And folks, I'll end my comment. I don't think they ever will. If it does, he's right. It won't be anytime soon. So I hope that you have a plan for this winter and beyond, because things are really starting to get crazy out there. He's right on the money. Folks, please, I'm just saying because I really care for you. I wouldn't even say this. Don't let this take you by surprise. Don't let you be caught with your pants down in the middle of winter. That's not a good thing. Prepare yourself as best you can. Find some backup. I know, especially if you live in cities, I know that has to be hard to do. If you live in towns and cities, I don't want to tell you. It's got to be hard. I have no doubt it is. But you need to think about this. If at all possible, find something that you can use a backup. And it used to be you get a propane heater, which you still could, but you might not be able to afford to run that very much. If you ran out of natural gas, you use propane for a while, but that isn't a good idea now. So it's going to be something that's renewable that you can get your hands on. Where I live, I'm blessed. I live in the middle of the woods. There's plenty of wood available if I need it, and plenty of it for sale around here. People sell it all the time. So we're blessed that way. I can't tell you where you live, what you can find, but backup heat would be a good idea. Melody, what do you want to add to that?
Well, no, I mean, there's not a whole lot to add to that. I like Michael Snyder. He always does some great, you know, he knows his, when he writes an article, he does a lot of investigation into it and backs up his facts. So I've always liked the information that he provided. And we certainly do have a problem coming. And the problem with some of these bigger cities and so forth, regulations and everything else, it's tough.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's tough to get your house fitted with, heck, try to put in a fireplace in today's world. It's difficult. You know, natural gas, yeah, that's a little bit easier, but get a true wood-burning stove is like, you know, pulling teeth in some areas because, you know, climate change. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
As Butch says, have backup and have lots of blankets.
Good point. Yeah, and I don't want to say again, I really feel for those who are in places where they can't just go put a stove in. We're blessed where I live, but there, mm-hmm. there are no regulations mm-hmm. here at all against that. We're blessed that way. But folks, whatever you can do, plan for this, especially if you have youngins in the house. Plan for it. Now, this next article doesn't get any better, but I'm not making this up. This is by Mike Adams. Mike Adams is a pretty good, reliable source. Food rationing, now pay attention, please. Food rationing to be announced in America. Followed by food riots and social unrest. Biden regime will invoke martial law in 2022. Now, I don't know how far that's going to go with that. But I can see the food rationing being announced. I can. Not because necessarily there's shortages, maybe man-made shortages like there was the oil back in the 70s where you couldn't get gas in because it was out of gas, we couldn't get any oil in. That was a lie. An outright lie. But it worked. But the price is up right now at $3.25 a gallon where I live. So it works. So if there's food rationing, could it be a real ration? Could it be real problems? Yes, and we'll share that in a minute why it could be. But I promise you, if they want it, if they want food rationing, there's going to be food rationing. And yes, it will cause riots. In today's analysis, offered both here in article format as well as in the Situation Update podcast below, I reveal why food rationing is coming to America followed by food riots. This is an analysis based on current data points and trends, including the collapse of agricultural fertilizer production affecting crop yields throughout 2022, the collapse of the supply chain for agricultural machinery parts, no parts for tractors, planters, combines, etc., the continued lockdown-induced labor shortage crisis affecting food production and processing companies, the obvious desire by the Biden regime to cause maximum suffering and death across America via vaccine mandates, economic collapse, and engineered scarcity. Now, folks, we've talked about all these on here. We talked about the fertilizer shortage. We talked about the lack of parts for tractors. When we talked about all, we talked about the lockdown causing situation, food delivery and food processing. We talked all about all that. He's hitting it just right on the money here. The implications of all this will extend throughout 2022 and will almost certainly persist in 2023. We can already see the food shortages on the horizon due to crop production cycles. While finance predictions are very difficult to nail down due to the ability of financial markets to suddenly shift, agriculture is dependent on natural cycles and time requirements in such as seasons, plant growth timelines, availability of fertilizer, cost of fuel, transportation, infrastructure, etc. Now, that's a very solid point. Finance predictions can be up and down, and they're hard to predict. But when you can't plant, you don't have the stuff to plant with, or the equipment to work with, that's not hard to predict. You have a food shortage. Thus, when agriculture inputs begin falling, failing in the present, it doesn't require rocket science to project the future figures in the crop production one or two more seasons into the future. Storable food, my friends, is a very wise thing. I don't mind telling you that I'm on the radio worldwide. I don't care who knows this. My wife and I are stocking up with some essentials. We have storable food, freeze-dried food. We also stock up on canned goods. We're going to stock up on some things we might want to get more of. I mean, rice and beans are always good. They're hard, easy to keep. Maybe some flour. You store somewhere and keep it dry. These things, folks, are things that you need to think about. And if you put it back and don't need it, big deal. You eat it later on. But if you do need it, what are you going to do? I describe this as future results being baked in. I describe this as future results being baked and based on today's conditions and inputs. Right now, in late 2021, we are seeing the collapse of supply lines for tractor parts, large-scale oil storage facilities, projecting a crisis in crude oil shortfall in just the next few weeks. Soaring energy prices across Europe, energy shortages on global scale, the shutting down of fertilizer plants, ammonia plants, and greenhouse operations, breakdowns in transportation, logistics, and deliveries. Log jam ports and container traffic congestion, and many other factors that essentially describe a kind of siege warfare under which the United States is currently suffering. We're living in a theater of war right now, and engineers' scarcity is just one of the many weapons that has been deployed in this war. Wow. Knowing all this, we can easily conclude that food availability is going to be crushed throughout the remainder of 2021, all through 2022, and likely well into 2023. That is a hard-hitting statement, but what can I say to refute it? It's true. It's absolutely the truth. Now, Melody, that is not pleasant. No one wants to think about running out of food, heat, and we haven't done this country to speak of for any amount during the Depression, which I wasn't here for. My grandma and grandpa and my dad told me it was a little tough. But they were lucky. They lived in a country. They could raise a little garden. They had food to eat. It wasn't anything fancy, but they had food. Other essentials were kind of hard to come by. But I do believe this may make that look like a picnic, because today people don't know how to even raise a garden. And how can I say this? The morals have changed so much in the last 80 years in this country that they'll kill you for a loaf of bread. They'll kill you now for a pair of Nikes. That's a fact.
Yeah, true.
So if they're hungry, what would they do then? Folks, think about these things, please.
And you know, too, I remember, I think it was Devi Kid. It wasn't Joan Vian. It was Devi. Pretty sure it was her. You know, when we look at all these companies that have created the ability to ship food everywhere, even government under Trump was shipping food to people who had food stamps. I don't know if that program is still going on. Everybody thought it was a good thing. No, it isn't a good thing. It wasn't a good thing. So the system's there to where they can divvy up the food. That's if you have a high social score.
Yeah,
if you're obedient. If you're obedient. If you had your shot. You know, if you do everything that they want you to do and prove it, and you have to prove it. So the systems are there, ready
excellent
for them
points,
to
Melody.
Use.
Excellent points. And we're going to discuss them in, too, what the new digital ideas for future started. Very good points on that. You're right on. Obey, get your food. Disobey, we're not going to feed you.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a scary thought, Melody. It truly is. I know we're going to break in a second, and we'll start this next.
You know, it wouldn't be scary because I wouldn't believe it if the systems weren't there. But it's set up to be.
It's there. It's been there for years.
It's there. Yep.
They've been fine-tuned it really well the last few years, haven't they?
Yep.
Under all administrations, folks, under every administration, everyone. That's just the way it is.
Oh, here's the music. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And we covered about the lack of heat, the lack of food. What's next?
Butch. Melody, I know this is heavy. All this information, I know it's really heavy, but what kind of a man would I be, especially a pastor and a Christian, that wouldn't warn his neighbors about what's going down? What kind of people would be at all if we didn't try to help people to prepare themselves? I mean, I don't understand why people are not even. I'm telling my neighbors about this. I'm sharing this information with the neighbors. Would they listen? I don't know if they listen or not. That's not my job to make sure they listen. It's my job to tell them. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to share this with my sons, especially when they live in Colorado Springs. What's going on out there? It's going to affect them too. And they live in a town where they can't do anything without permission. So here we go. Vaccine mandate threatens a major trucking disruption, industry insiders say. That this is another nail in the coffin, so to speak. American truckers don't like taking orders, but the Biden administration has increased pressure on some of them to take the vaccine, willing or unwilling. All through the pandemic, truckers endured hardships to keep America's infrastructure running. They waited in line for hours inside of bathrooms they couldn't weren't allowed to use. And I know that for a fact, because the lady works the officer with his Christ, her husband drives truck, and they didn't have a place. They could sit in line and have to go to the bathroom, and knew where they were, and they had bathrooms available, but they couldn't go in, folks. That's true. On the road, some died alone of COVID-19. Now, with supply chain disruption, Americans need them more than ever. But faced with the prospect of a mandate of vaccination, many drivers are considering quitting. Now, folks, this is not done by accident. This mandate was done on purpose to cause this to happen. Cops, first responders of all kinds, health workers, of course, in the hospitals, truck drivers are quitting. They're quitting. Who's going to take out the slack? I know, UN troops. Bring those in. They're qualified. Let's go on. I'd fight it, said veteran trucker Mike Widdens, referring to a vaccine mandate. I think a lot of us will be quitting. Who likes to be forced to do stuff that you don't want to do? Widdens isn't alone in his willingness to leave trucking if he's required to vaccinate. Polls by trucking publication Commercial Carrier Journal and Overdrive indicate that up to 30% of truckers will seriously consider quitting if required to vaccinate. If they quit, the consequences for America may be massive. U.S. Transport estimates that 70% of American freight go to the truck. It would hurt shipping big time, Widdens said. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It'll hurt shipping big time. No doubt about it. I mean, that's just about as simple as you can put it. And although, Mel, you said this in the past many times, different topic, but it's going along the same line. Restaurants prep for long-term labor crunch by turning to robots to work the fryer, shuttle food to tables. You talked about this a long time ago. And it's
still
happening.
Still do.
Yeah, you do. It's happening. At Inspire Brands Innovation Center in Atlanta, the Flippy robot is taking on a new challenge. Thalamae the Worker, made by Miso Robotics, first came into the scene as a burger solution. Now it's frying wings for the first time. The bots, known as Flippy 1 and Flippy 2, have been in development for nearly 5 years, taking on pilots at brands such as Caliburger and White Castle. The wings iteration is being tested at the Inspire Buffalo Wild Wings brand as a way to ramp up production and speed. The hope is to scale up its usage in 2022 and beyond. Our strategy and our envision for automation at Inspire is really not about the labor shortage. It's all about how we increase our capacity, says Stephanie Central, SVP of Restaurant Operations and Innovation at Inspire. The automation that we are looking at will allow us to unlock and provide faster food to our guests. But the labor shortage is unavoidable. The National Restaurant and Restaurant Association recently reported that four in five operators are understaffed. This includes 81% of full-service operators and 75% of limited-time operators. Robotics can help ease the staffing shortage challenges and speed up operations. There you go, folks. We don't need you. We can push a button and Flippy will do it. He doesn't get overtime. He doesn't get time at all. He doesn't get any sick days. We hold him up once in a while and he flips your burgers. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm sure glad I'm not 29.
I bet you are. Or 19.
Or 19, yeah.
You know, I mean, this is way beyond what we knew was coming years ago. You saw it years before I did, I'm sure. But a lot of this stuff is so science fiction. So science fiction. And wait till you hear this next one. This next article is absolutely unbelievable. New patent proposes digital surveillance to vaccinate people based on social credit style scores. I am not making this up. Patent and trademark attorneys Dr. Gal Eldridge and Myra Finster of Eldridge and Finster recently had a U.S. patent approved. I said approved. For a technology that aims to surveil people via their digital activity, give them a score that defines the potential level of their super spreading activity of each individual, and then vaccinate people based on this score. The patent proposes collecting a wide range of personal information from sources such as mobile devices, apps, social media, web browsing records, payment records, medical records, employment records, the government, and surveillance cameras. I'm going to read that one more time. The patent proposes collecting a wide range of personal information from sources such as mobile devices, apps, social media, web browsing records, payment records, medical records, employment records, the government, and surveillance cameras. It also suggests collecting a highly specific personal information via these sources such as precise location data, the length of time people spent at the location they visit, the ventilation rate of the places people visit, images of people looking at the screen of their mobile phone, sounds from the microphones and personal devices, facial recognition data. The patent proposes numerous potential surveillance applications for this data, which include detecting when people are using public transport by using geolocation and or regular start-stop movement that matches a public transportation profile, monitoring when people are washing their hands by analyzing sounds of water running or movement by a smartwatch, and checking whether people are wearing a mask by analyzing images taken during the calls or others looking at the screen of the cell phone. This is so science fiction, but it's happening. Once the data is being gathered, the technology outlined in the patent analysis analyzes the data and assigns a score to the economic device. I repeat that. Once the data has been gathered, the technology outlined in the patent analyzes this data and assigns a score to the electronic device. It suggests using this score to predict the potential level of super spreading activity of each individual and recommends vaccinating people according to score. Not only does this patent mass electronic surveillance of people to create a social credit style score that determines when they should be vaccinated, but it also proposes that the technology could be deployed as part of a dedicated mandatory app. Repeat that. A dedicated mandatory app where the government may order the citizens to install a dedicated application on their smartphones or other smart devices like tablets, smartwatches, smart glasses, etc., to help the government with the logistics of the vaccination procedures. There you go, Melody.
Well,
kind of hard to add to that, isn't it? I mean,
well,
it's all so convenient. We all got to have a smartphone. Oh, we have the smart watches, and golly, we now have smart glasses. Gee whiz, we love all this. It's just so much. It's so convenient.
And everyone loves convenience, don't we?
Of course. Well, man, what does it mean to me if they track me and monitor me and give me a score? Why do I care?
Yeah.
Right? Why should I worry about it?
Yeah, I don't do anything wrong.
No.
So,
why should I care?
What's the problem? Deal with it.
Ugh. And we're going to run out of time for it.
Don't you want to be a good citizen?
Oh, of course. And get all the benefits. Get all the benefits. And I'll skip through some of these other articles. Run out of time for getting all in. But millions of jobs at risk. Now, this seems so simple. But millions of jobs at risk as Europe faces magnesium shortage. This is, of course, with the aluminum market. Europe purchased 95% of its magnesium from China. But let's look at it. Europe, UK purchased 90%, about 80% of its natural gas, or its gas supplies from Russia, and 95% of magnesium from China. They're not sitting in a pretty place, folks. But see, we'll run out of an industrial metal used to strengthen aluminum by the end of November. That could threaten millions of jobs in sectors from automobiles to aerospace to defense and much more, according to Bloomberg. So, folks, this will lead to factory closures, trade shortages, job losses, all this because of magnesium shortage. And the supply comes to Europe from China. What could go wrong there? And if we laugh, folks, and sneer too much, 80% of our medicine comes from China.
Mm-hmm. That's just unbelievable. It really is.
We're sitting in a pretty place, aren't we, Melody? I mean, we're sitting here to be really self-efficient and self-dependent, aren't we?
Yeah, sure.
Hmm. Russia will allow Israel to attack Syria with impunity. For real. Israel likes to attack Syria, and while officials will mostly claim it's about Iran, such strikes continue with alarming irregularity. The only pause between when Israel is unsure is if Russia is still comfortable with them. This summer, Russia suggested they wanted to slow down Israel's attacks, but today Israel's housing minister reported that they've come in to an understanding whereby Putin will keep a deconfliction mechanism in place and allow Israel to strike Syria with no response. Folks, this is prophesied in the Bible. When Damascus is destroyed, it's never been under siege in the history of the world, at least not to destruction. When that happens, that's one of the end time signs in the Bible before everything goes into place. I read find it for yourself. Mm-hmm. When Damascus is destroyed, it's pretty much over for this world.
Yep.
Now that's in your Bible. Wow. Sudanese prime minister, cabinet arrested, internet curtailed in apparent military coup. So military, they just broke free from military rule when they took away the dictator Omar, Bashar. The military, but they decided that they were going to work towards a kind of democratic, where they have half military and half civilian rule. Well, the military changed their mind. So they had a coup. And they took down the civil authority, arrested them, the cabinet and the PM, cut off internet for a while. People, are, of course, in the streets and they're upset about it. But it is what it is, a country taken down in a coup. Another region of the world that's unstable. Any comments on Melody?
No, I mean, there's always going to be regions, around the world that are not stable. But it just seems like it's here.
Yeah.
We always used to look at these countries that were unstable, over the Pacific or somewhere else. But now it's here. How stable are we anymore? And so then we look at all these, it's just like it's ramping up.
It is.
There's more.
It is.
It's more intense. It's, and the countries are bigger. You know, with, it used to be just, you know, the small little nations and so forth that would have their problems, you know. But now you have China that's, you know, who wants Taiwan, who's,
yep,
you know, wants the South China Seas and Russia combining. They're everyone is picking sides, whether people know it or not. That's what has been happening. People, countries are positioning.
China,
themselves.
Russia surrounded the main island, Japan, with ships. Just did it and sailed through.
Yes.
And different topic, but this is interesting. Indonesia, now folks, listen, this is real. Cut COVID by 98% with ivermectin. While Australia, which isn't that far apart, grew cases 500% with lockdown and vaccination. Ivermectin cut COVID by 98% in Indonesia. Now, they didn't start out doing that. They were going with everybody else. The cases were going through the roof. They started using ivermectin, and the cases dropped. Hugely dropped. I'm not going to time read the whole article. But that ivermectin is a useful drug to fight this. And, folks, if you can get it, get it. That's all I can say. I'm not going to time to get through all this, but get it. It worked. It worked in Indonesia. It'll work for you, too. So, there you go. But said the Indonesians are managing COVID about 10 times better than Australia because using ivermectin. And that's about it, Melody. We're out of time on this one. We don't have time to cover it all. But
all righty. Well, we'll be back. Well, I guess we still have 30 seconds or more.
30 whole seconds. Okay.
Oh, my gosh, Butch. Come on, Phil. Come
on.
You're slacking. You're slacking.
800-375-4188. Call and talk to Melody, please. And prepare yourself, brothers and sisters. Prepare yourself. Read Matthew 24 and prepare yourself. Okay? 800-375-4188. Is that Larry the plumber, the plumbing, whatever, the Larry the cable guy said, get her done.
Get her done. 1-800-375-4188. Well, we got her done for today, and we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
All night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.